what's up? Hey, I wanted to talk to you today and encourage you and remind you about making sure that you guard your mouth. God hears everything we say, including compliments and complaints. So be careful to guard your mouth and do not say anything that contradicts God's will for you as it relates to the promises in Christ Jesus. Our mouth set us back, and when we speak from our emotions and our feelings, it's dangerous. Our mouths propel us forward when we speak of God's promises and faithful expectation. It is vital for anyone who says they believe and trust God to watch their mouths as His plan of good and purpose is brought to fruition in their lives. A good reminder of this is when the Lord told Moses to send men to spy out the land of Canaan. Remember, the land that He already promised to give to the sons of Israel. So the 12 spies went on a 40-day excursion to learn more about the land. And when they returned at the end of the 40 days, they reported to Moses and Aaron and all of the congregation of the sons of Israel the land's abundant prosperity flowing with milk and honey. So imagine this. They've been wandering in the wilderness for 40 years. And now all of a sudden, they come back and they report that there's this land and it's full. It's abundant. It's overflowing with milk and honey. Can you imagine how exciting that must have been? The spies even showed them the land's fruit, a single cluster of grapes and pomegranates and figs. So as you can imagine, they must be feeling just so hopeful and excited. But of course, right after complimenting the land's produce and abundance, they complained about the people in the land. Caleb quieted the people. It's so interesting to read this story. I believe that Caleb was aware that the tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat of its fruit. That is Proverbs 18:21. Caleb spoke life, and he agreed with God's word by saying, "Let us go up at once and take possession of it, for we will certainly conquer it." But the other spies, except Joshua, continued speaking death and defeat and creating a chain reaction with the Israelites to murmur against God, Moses, and Aaron. And so it just goes to show us, it reminds us that speaking death is a chain reaction, spreading fear, speaking of things that are not good. All of a sudden, people start taking on that same mindset. It's very important that we're speaking life and hope. So by not watching their mouths, the Israelites who complained, they died in the wilderness. They never even got to experience the abundance of the milk and the honey. By not watching their mouths, the Israelites who complained, their children were set back 40 years before they entered into the promised land. By not watching their mouths, the 10 spies who brought back the bad report of the land, they died by a plague. Caleb and Joshua remained alive out of the men who went to spy on the land. Additionally, God promised that they would enter into the promised land and their descendants would take possession of it. Girls, let this story be a reminder to guard your lips, to check your heart, and watch your mouth. I really highly recommend you going and reading this story. You can find it in Numbers. Really keep in mind as you're reading through this that they were in the wilderness for 40 years. Put yourself in the story. How would you feel if all of a sudden someone came back and they were reporting of this land that is close by, that has all this amazing fruit, that has an abundance of milk and honey? Can you imagine how beautiful it was? How excited you must have felt. And then all of a sudden, somebody starts speaking of fear, of there's giants in the land. And it starts spreading throughout the group of people. And because of that, they missed their opportunity. They ended up dying in the wilderness. Now, consider if they would have all just been more like Caleb. If they all would have just said, you know what? We are going. We are going to go do this. We're going to conquer the land. This land has been promised to us, and we are going to go and take it and enjoy it. And if everyone would have been on the same page positively, what they would have been able to experience, the life that they would have been able to live, but instead they missed out. And girls, it happens too many times to where all of a sudden we're excited about something. We're looking forward to something. We're encouraged to do something. We believe in something. And all of a sudden, it just takes that one person and they completely put out your fire by telling you that this isn't possible. We can't do this. And all of a sudden you go from feeling like you can conquer the world to feeling nervous, insecure, and you never go after those things. Beware of who you're hanging out with. Beware of the words that are coming out of their mouth. Beware of what's coming out of your mouth. Guard your mouth today. Make sure that you are speaking of the promises with faithful expectation that God has made for you.